At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Jack Lambert is with me now, though. He is a professor of medicine and infectious diseases at UCD's School of Medicine. Jack, you're welcome to the show. I can't be the only person kind of noticing more and more people in my kind of wider circle contracting COVID. What's happening?
Well, I mean, COVID's a virus that is circulating 3-4 times a year, and we're back in another, we're approaching another peak, I believe. So, you know, flu only happens once a year, but COVID's with us forever and increases periodically. So that's what's happening. It's just back on the increase again.
Why does it have kind of 4 peaks in a year compared to flu's one?
Well, we don't know really, to be perfectly honest, you know, but you know, the thing is corona, the common cold virus, even before, you know, COVID-19 came along, it's the same family. They studied it. It happens 3 times a year. I think this virus is, you know, has happened even more frequently. And I think part of the reason is that you don't develop a good immune response to it. So I think that you don't develop good antibodies. So you're never really protected. So it keeps on coming time again.
So it's kind of manifesting, like I say, in my life with people who just kind of can't go to social events, or they're not coming into work. They're working from home, whatever it happens to be. What impact is it having on the health service?
Right. Well, it's. I mean, people are you know, the people are moving, losing time. You know, staff members are losing time on work. It's more of an issue like that. I mean, I see lots of staff members off. I see people going to weddings. They come back with COVID a week later. I see people traveling to London, just going through the airports. They catch COVID. Funerals, et cetera, et cetera. The good news is that, you know, in the first wave, people were, you know, previously healthy people were just coming into the hospital sick and dying. You know, that's not happening anymore. Even though you're catching COVID, most people aren't ending up in the hospital. Only those who are, you know, kind of the more immunocompromised. So it's not having a huge impact. You know, there's not a huge number of patients in the hospital with COVID at any one time. The concerning fact is, though, that a lot of the people that are ending up in the hospital, if you take a history on them, you find out, oh, I was at the GP office the week before. I was in the hospital getting phlebotomy, bloods done. I was admitted to one hospital, was discharged, and within 2 days, they ended up in the hospital again. So they're catching these infections in the hospital setting, these immunocompromised people. So that's a bit worrying.
So, I mean, is there, I don't think anybody wants to go back in time, but is there an argument even on a personal level or in some of those situations you mentioned that we take mitigation measures?
Well, I still think, you know, if there's a period where, you know, the government says, oh, COVID's back on the rise again, then, you know, the most vulnerable are at risk. And I had a patient, like I see a lot of patients with long COVID, and I had somebody come in the other day and they said, Jesus, you know, I went to, you know, a cancer visit and none of the staff were wearing masks. I'm immunocompromised. I thought they should be wearing masks. So, you know, we do want to get back to normal, but I still think there's a role for, you know, in certain situations, using COVID prevention. You know, hand washing doesn't keep you from coughing on somebody's face and giving them COVID. A mask still has a role.
Jack Lambert, Professor of Medicine and Infectious Diseases at UCD's School of Medicine. Jack, thanks a million for joining us here on the show. 087 1400 106. If that little journey back in time to the awful days of COVID has brought you back down to earth, don't worry, we've got some good news after the break, because Emmett Oliver is going to tell us all about a looming mortgage war that might be good for consumers.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Highland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.